the Oak Hill Prison Humanities Project has been working with inmates at one of Wisconsin's minimum security prisons to open up worlds of poetry and literature to the people incarcerated there. Now a new initiative is bringing the art of Oak Hill inmates to Wisconsin with a new exhibit called Artists in Absentia.
The exhibit will feature writing, art, music, and dramatic work of inmates to the Madison Public Library's Central Branch, with plans to move the exhibit to other libraries in southern Wisconsin. The opening reception is Thursday, March 3rd at 6 o'clock.
Jose Vergara joins us now to talk about the new exhibition. He's a graduate student at UW-Madison, a longtime volunteer with the Oak Hill Prison Humanities Project, and the organizer of the new exhibit, Artists in Absentia. Jose, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the Oak Hill Prison Humanities Project. How did that get started?
Sure. Well, a number of people and groups have been volunteering and teaching classes at Oak Hill since 2007 or so. And in 2013, we received these nice, large, generous grants that allowed us to bring together all our forces, all our funds. So the Oak Hill Prison Humanities Project was officially founded in 2013, and since then we've expanded and been able to offer new classes on new topics.
So basically, the Humanities Project teaches classes there. What kinds of offerings are there?
Right now we're offering philosophy, creative writing, drama, fiction, and different types of art. We're hoping to bring this art class that's part of the exhibition coming up. It really depends on the volunteers involved, but also the interests of the inmates there. We try to offer classes that'll bring in new participants.
And what kind of response have you gotten over the years?
It's been very positive, both from the administration and the participants, the inmate artists and writers, anyone who comes to the classes. They're there by choice. They don't receive any credit. They're free classes. They don't pay for them. They simply want to learn about new topics, learn about the world, expose themselves to new ideas. And in the classes where we have kind of practical component, whether it's creative writing or the art classes where they make paintings, they can also hone their skills and ideally get to use those after release as well.
So tell us a little bit about how the new Artists in Absentia project that's about to open, how did that come about?
I came up with the idea about a year ago. It's been about a year in the works, and it's hard to believe that it's finally happening. I keep thinking that there's more that we have to do. But I, as you mentioned, had been volunteering at Oak Hill for a number of years now, and in the classes that I led, which were creative writing and literature classes, I saw that these guys were coming up with really great material and really great stories that I wish more people could hear. I can definitely paraphrase them and tell people about them.
Yeah, you want to tell us about one or two of the most striking ones or some that you remember?
Sure. The one that always comes to mind is this three-sentence prose poem. Really stark and very minimal, about a lightning bug that was captured in a bell jar, and each time it blinks its light is a second closer to death. But I can tell you about it, but it's not the same thing as seeing it, and it doesn't do justice to the work being created there. And I wanted to organize this exhibition as a means to get these men's voices out there and allow their work to be seen and heard.
So I get the sense it's important to you, but also important to them. What have they told you about what it means to them to create, but then to have their creative works go on to have new life outside of Oak Hill?
I think that's central to why they participated, that they wanted to be seen as creative individuals who had these voices and ideas that they want to share with the local community, but as broad as we can get it, that they don't want to be seen as simply inmates with or a number, but that they're making art that deserves to be seen. They want to share and contribute to the culture around us.
And I understand you worked alongside a documentary filmmaker on this project. What was that experience like?
That director is Mark Kornblad, local filmmaker. He actually filmed a documentary full-length, about an hour long, about the Oak Hill Prison Humanities Project a couple of years ago. So when I was developing this exhibition, I came to him and we worked out a plan for how he might be involved, and kind of snowballed. He went in and he saw the work being made, the passion of all the people involved, and ultimately came up with a web series to preview the exhibition. You can check that out on our website. And now he's premiering a early version of a shorter documentary strictly about the creation of the exhibition. And it's been really wonderful. We, in particular, were amazed at the access that we've been able to receive from the administration at the prison. They're very accommodating and supportive of this kind of work. So that's a delight.
So it sounds as though there were so many people who wanted to lend their voices, their talents, mm-hmm. especially for the documentary film, that it just got bigger than mm-hmm. The director there had foreseen. Why do you think participation was so robust like that?
I think having a range of components involved, we have drama, art, writing, music, there's just this range of voices and different ways people can contribute, and certainly some overlap, some people that made paintings, also played music. But my sense is that the participants saw this, again, as an opportunity to get involved in something special and something that they don't get to do every day.
We're talking right now with Jose Vergara, graduate student at UW-Madison, and a longtime volunteer with the Oak Hill Prison Humanities Project, the organizer also of the new exhibition called Artists in Absentia. It takes work from the inmates at that Oak Hill prison, and there's drama, there's music, there's a lot here, painting. Mm-hmm. And do you have a sense about how creating art from inside the prison influenced the art? If you were to go to this and not really mm-hmm. know anything about the background, would you realize that there was a theme coming out here, or is it just really varied?
Definitely both of those. There's some pieces that are, there's a painting of, the artist called it Country Painting. It's just a scene of somewhere in the woods in a cabin, some deer. So really just a memory from his head that he compiled from different experiences in his life. But then certainly other pieces, some of the writing, some of the drama, even the music. Some of these pieces are definitely about their experiences in the prison system, and those are more obvious, and you see these themes. But also in the pieces that aren't about incarceration, certainly there's some themes and commonalities among them that I think the audience will pick up on.
And I imagine if you're an artist, one of the cool things is getting to know, for a lot of artists anyway, how people respond, how it's going mm-hmm. over. So how will the inmates at Oak Hill get that same feedback about their mm-hmm. art?
We're trying to do a number of things. First of all, tomorrow, March 2nd, we hope, it seems to be happening, we'll be going in to Oak Hill and showing them the Marx documentary, a special preview screening. They'll be the first group to see it. So they'll have that. We've built this website, artistinabsentia.com, where anyone can come and see all the pieces. The full site will launch on the 3rd at the same time as the exhibition opening. So friends and family of the inmates can check that out, maybe share it with them in some form. And we're also hopeful, optimistic that at some point down the line we can also come in with photos or some kind of feedback to the artists themselves and show them what we've done with their work. A big part of the program at the Bubbler is kind of forming a feedback loop. So if you come to the Bubbler throughout the month of March, you can respond to the work. And we'd also like to get that back to the inmates in some form.
And do you have any plans to take this idea and bring it to other prisons in the state?
I'm not sure. I mean, of course, working with this population, this kind of system, it's tough. As I mentioned, this particular administration has been so supportive of what we've done. So I think we have a good model for classes as well as these kinds of art exhibitions programs. So we're definitely open to collaborations. I know there, in Racine, for example, there's a Shakespeare prison project that's really wonderful, and these kinds of programs are popping up more and more. So we're open to it.
Jose, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Jose Vergara is a graduate student at UW-Madison, a longtime volunteer with the Oak Hill Prison Humanities Project, and the organizer of the new exhibition. We're talking about Artists in Absentia, and you can see that exhibition throughout the month of March at the Madison Public Library Central Branch, maybe moving outward from there as well. The opening reception is Thursday, March 3rd at 6.